for The Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Forgive me. I'm enjoying the last bit of my Kit Kat.
You are having a Kit Kat bar. You love Kit Kat. We should get them to sponsor this show, Fred Dreyer.
Well, I'm going through my notes, as you can see and hear. I'm serious about what I do.
I know you are. You come in very early and prep. I usually prep during the week. I get serious about it and have lots of things to talk about. We got a guest on the show today. We got Tom McEwen going to be on here.
Our very dear friend, Tom the Mongoose McEwen.
The Mongoose. I love the guy.
He is a drag racing icon. He and Don Prudhomme single-handedly.
You're buddies with
changed,
Goose, aren't you?
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
Yes, since 1978.
Wow.
That they single-handedly changed drag racing from the standpoint of bringing it out of the garages of Van Nuys into the forefront of world-time, big-time promotion with their Hot Wheels deal that Tom put together with Don Prudhomme.
And
it was set up. It was based on a series of match races. They go around the country with these two incredible cars that were modeled after Hot Wheels. And so it just exploded. It caught on beautifully. And the rest, as they say, is history. But Tom's going to join us. He's going to talk a little bit about what's going on in Bakersfield next weekend.
Oh, wow. This
third,
is Bakersfield, California.
Third through the sixth.
Okay.
They've got out there at Formosa Raceway in Bakersfield, just a little bit north of Bakersfield. But they have it every year out there. And he's going to tell us a little bit about that. So when we come back, we can talk some more about that. But he'll be with us at the bottom of the hour.
All right. So he'll be here in the show. We got a lot of stuff to talk about here on the sports show today. Got football. Got basketball. Is Kobe Bryant coming back, by the way, or is this his last year?
Kobe's kind of, you know, I think he wants to come back to some cities he's missed.
I think so. And we'll talk a little hockey action for you, too. And, of course, baseball, the pitchers reported, and I think the rest of the teams are there.
I saw Kobe at Bob's Big Boy signing autographs.
Well, he was signing autographs. That's good. I'm glad to hear that because it's a final round for him.
Well, it's about done. Isn't he about done?
Well, the season is winding down.
You know it's kind of over when they start talking about Kobe's retirement before they get to the game.
That's true. It's more popular and more fun than watching the game, actually.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
It's the Sports Show with Fred Dreyer and Michael Horn. Our star show here is the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game, the all-pro defensive end, the acting superstar, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. And
can I ask a question?
Yeah.
We have a break there where there's a lot of great announcements and things there. Why do you wait till after the break to actually take a bite of your Kit Kat?
Because I'm talking to you, that's why.
Okay, I'm sorry. I won't ask the question.
Should I not talk to you?
No, you should talk to me. I just wondered why you... And you haven't shared. Okay, where are we here now?
Wait a minute.
You haven't shared the Kit Kat bar. Well, I wouldn't eat it during the show anyway.
Well, here it is.
No, it's yours. I'm just going to look at you. I have a good thing there. It's
I
good.
Think people are growing up enough to know that I don't think I'm chewing in their ear.
No.
Does it bother you?
No, I just, you actually have developed a style where you can actually enjoy the Kit Kat bar with no one really knowing it other than me and the people
you
that watch you on
it
video.
Up, but yeah. You bring it
I'm
up.
I'm sorry. Just people on video sometimes might see it when we do the show.
I'm sorry. Did you guys miss Fred chewing the...
Please tweet it to Fred_Dreyer. By the way, you're tweeting during all major debates and everything. They should follow Fred Dreyer. He tweets on sports and everything.
I'll be tweeting on the Republican debate Thursday.
@Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. I'll do the job for you.
And this is going to get really, really a lot of fun here in the next
You have a lot of fun when you tweet about all topics. You're really good at
that. Well, I mean the race. I mean,
you're talking about the political
desperation
race.
Of the Republican National Committee.
Should be good.
Who is going to, Reince Priebus is a dope, who's going to, do everything he can to subvert the will of the people, again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. CNN's doing the interviews.
I can hardly wait for your tweets.
Well, you better hang on because they're coming.
Yeah. Things in football, did we get, what's-his-face from Cleveland signed up anywhere yet?
Johnny Manziel?
Yeah. Or is he going to be running maybe as an outcast for the Republican nomination?
No, Johnny has run his a welcome thin in Cleveland. They're going to still get rid of him in March.
Right.
And they're all talking about, what can we do? Just get rid of him. That's what you can do. Just say goodbye and good luck to whatever you're doing in life. Wish you the best.
Yep.
Goodbye.
What about this RG3 from the Washington Redskins?
Too. He's done,
They're delaying releasing him because they're trying to trade him, and I don't think anybody's interested.
He's got a 70-year-old knee.
Is that what it is?
He's got a bad knee. Plus, you inherit the same problems. If you allow a player, if you watch a player, perform on another team, then you look at him and say, "What do I want that problem for?"
Yep.
So the NFL is going through a lot of stuff right now, getting ready for the combines and all this stuff. And that's what's going on there. But baseball, I still have a where is it here?
What you got there? You got some news?
No, this is just a
little something.
This is some football stuff that snuck in there, but baseball stuff, Rangers hope that Josh Hamilton, can return to the lineup.
He's out again.
Can they get him? Here's the problem.
Yeah.
Can they get him from the car in the parking lot to the locker room without him straying to the buffet line?
Now, wait a second. Hold on. So you're saying Josh Hamilton, who was with the Rangers, then left, went to the Angels, now back with the Rangers.
Yeah.
You're telling me that the season hasn't even started.
That's correct.
It's spring training, and they're wondering if they can get him to play. Is he injured already before the season starts?
Wait a minute. I underline this.
Yeah, let's hear this.
He's going to be on crutches for 7 to 10 days.
Well, come on.
Wait a minute. And he will begin the season on the DL.
Well, what happened to him?
Well, what do you mean? They waited. You know, they wait until they get ready to go to camp before they have any type of procedure.
Unbelievable.
He did have an injection with Dr. James.
Platelet-rich plasma injections on his sore left knee.
Yeah, in May.
How can his knee be sore when he's been off season here for about 4 or 5 months?
No, I'm saying this is last year.
Oh, I see. So it was injured last year.
Read another sentence.
Okay,
down,
so he's. I gotcha. But shouldn't he have gotten that taken care of right after the season?
Well, and the other thing is, I underline this. Until January 27th, he hasn't practiced. He took batting practice in January 27th, 22nd. And the day after, a cortisone shot.
Yeah.
They're still giving people this antiquated medical system in sport. They're still handing out cortisone shots.
They should go see Dr. Sheps and use that hot laser.
Look at Dr. Clapper. We'll have to have Dr. Clapper
on. Dr. Clapper, we
need
to
have on. He'll come on. He'll tell us exactly why you should never have a cortisone
shot. He will tell you that? Okay, good, yeah.
That's right. And when I was playing, this is like 700 years ago, when I was playing, they said, we're going to give you a cortisone shot, get you ready for the game. I said, don't worry about me. Just save the – give it to that girl over there. Give her a cortisone shot, but don't – keep it away from me. And so
– you knew about this many years ago about cortisone.
Let me tell you something. I had at my house
– yes.
In a I got it.
There you go.
Thanks so much. I got it in a large shopping bag in the corner of my living room.
You got what?
As I walked in, I'm going to tell you.
Okay, please.
Well, you're really.
I'm just curious.
Have you been? What have you been doing today?
You got something in a large bag in the corner of your.
Well,
living
I'm going to tell you what it is.
Okay, all right. I'll listen.
You want to go to a break?
I'm excited. I can't wait.
Yeah. Well, in the corner of my house was a shopping sack.
We got that
halfway full of ibuprofen and anti-inflammatories.
Okay.
Right, horse pills. They got rid of inflammatory, highly inflammatory.
Technical name: horse pills.
Yeah. And so I just kept them, and they would say, "Have you taken your pills yet?" I'd say, "Sure, I did."
Yeah.
Well, here's some more, and so I'd load the bag up.
And so yeah.
Yeah. So eventually, I would tell the guys on the team who would like to have a sack full of anti-inflammatories. It was like 4 or 5 guys said, "Yeah, give me some of those."
You wouldn't take it.
I'd never took any of them ever.
Yeah. Yeah, see, and that's why you had a long, good career.
That's why I had kidneys when I left.
Exactly, that's true.
You got to have those when you leave.
You got to have kidneys.
You might not leave with any knees or hips or anything, but at least you'll have some kidneys.
That's good.
You know, so when you become an alcoholic, you got 2 healthy kidneys.
That is good to know.
You've got, because you know how it is.
Spread
you
it out along your life.
You got to have a beer when you're on the golf course.
That's correct. You can't do that with anti-inflammatory. So anyway, so Hamilton... is projected to need 8 weeks of recovery time.
Yeah.
And the assistant GM there with the Rangers, Thad Levine, said he's going to probably start a minor league rehab assignment in late April.
This is
after the season starts in late April. And Levine hopes that the 2010 American League MVP can return to the Rangers lineup.
It's Groundhog Day, isn't it?
Maybe they should trade him to the Angels again for a while and then
trade
him.
Did you hear
what
I said?
Yes, it's Groundhog Day. Same thing, going over and over and again.
Trying to save words here.
Yeah, that's right.
It's Groundhog Day, and Josh is the groundhog.
Now, they did say in the Rangers, Thad Levine said, quoting him, the reason we're giving him an 8-week program is so we don't cut any corners and give him a full spring training.
Yeah, that's right. You don't want to do that.
You don't want to get him in to help the team start to win. This is good. So he had the cortisone shot the day he had that on January 22nd. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so here we
are. Good luck, Josh.
You know how many people are going to show up at Dodger camp? I'm going to make a note of this. That are on that are coming off operations or are going to have an operation. And
they all have to be. The Dodgers that pitcher who's not even going to start with him. He's injured.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Who scouts these guys? How do you make this deal?
Yeah, and here's the comment.
Yeah.
When he's well...
He's going to be great.
When he's well, he really can put out the numbers.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
That's good.
Yeah. Now, when he's well.
Apparently, we missed this because the great quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks, Russell Wilson, and his girlfriend, Clara, and her son, by the name of Future Jr., that's the kid's name, they enjoyed a play date at Dodger Stadium this last Tuesday. They ran the bases. They posed for pictures. And the Dodgers tweeted things out, and the picture was showing Future and the girlfriend and Russell Wilson, you know, Clara and Russell at Dodger Stadium. Must be nice to be able to go to Dodger Stadium and just have a play day there. No one was in the stands. He's just there.
I mean, he's doing that. He didn't need to do that. But he's doing that because his girlfriend wanted
probably
to
for
it.
Clara, don't you think?
Or maybe she did it for him.
Well, yeah, the kid.
That's
said,
what happened. She
kid,
says, honey, I'm taking you.
The kid looked like he was having a good time.
Take you over to the Dodger game. And
yeah. This should be.
They have a better buffet than the pro football guys do.
They do, you think?
Yeah, of course.
All right, we continue straight ahead here. It's the Sports Show with the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn.
Hey, oh, hey, listen, before we come back, yeah. What I want to talk about is, we have time, I want to talk about Erin Andrews. Her trial's coming up.
Oh, yeah, she's
that's
got
a real interesting story there, bro.
Yeah, I think there's like a $75 million.
She was naked, and the guy's taking photographs of her through a hole in the wall. That's something. You have a hole in the wall. Don't you have a hole in your wall over
here? There's a peephole in the wall. Don't call the Marriott a hole in the wall.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Are you looking to increase the number of calls you receive at your business? Well, CRM Talk is introducing a new way for customers to reach you without having to remember your phone number or web address. Customers simply dial #250 from their mobile phones to say your business name. That's it. They'll be directed immediately to your phone line and receive a text message with a link to your website and phone number. It's that easy. It works so well that we're using it in this commercial. To sign up, dial #250 and say, help my business. That's #250, help my business.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-704-6182, 800-704-6182.
PM Show, the Sports Show, with the one and only Fred Dreyer and yours truly, Michael Horn. Glad to have you with us here. Fred Dreyer, the Sultan of Safety, the All-Pro defensive end, and the great acting legend here with you each and every week at this time on Sports Byline and CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Now, did we did talk about Josh Hamilton and
yes,
his,
we
and
got
his,
that.
His,
yeah, he's on
his
the
preposterous DL career.
Russell Wilson
Marlins Giancarlo Stanton trying out a new bat.
Oh, that's good, because you know what?
To ease his hand.
This guy was usually known as Mike Stanton. Our producer of this show, Courtney Cadera, knew him. He went to school just
Notre
up the road
Dame
up
High
here.
School. Went to Notre Dame.
Yeah, he was here in the Valley, and she was good friends with the family.
No.
And he changed the name from Mike Stanton. I'm kind of partial to Mike. I think that was good to Giancarlo, but it does sound a little more romantic. and more of a slugger if you're Giancarlo.
It's
now
better.
Batting Mike Stanton or Giancarlo Stanton.
No, Mike Stanton sounds like he's from the Valley, and Giancarlo sounds like he's
worldly.
He's worldly. He's been playing in the Arab Baseball League.
He's a great player, and I think he'll do well. He's on those Marlins who have that new manager, don't they? The guy that
who's coaching those guys?
The guy that
the guy puts his hands
Don
on his
Mattingly.
Face every time.
Yeah, Don Mattingly.
At least we don't have to go through that.
I like Donnie.
We don't
Mattingly.
Have to go through Don Mattingly putting his hands up through his shirt like John Belushi did on Saturday Night Live. You know?
Here's the thing: those of you in Florida, Fred has given you a tip because in the post game interviews, when you're going to watch these games in Florida, Don will come out. Donnie will come out and he'll talk. And if someone doesn't keep reminding him, he'll start rubbing his neck with his hand. He's got a real nervous
post-game show.
He's always rubbing his face with his hand.
Always.
He's always like that. And then, just send your tweets and everything and say, Donnie, stop grabbing your neck.
And you're going to think of Fred Dreyer and Michael Horn when you see him. And they're going to start to say, why is he touching his face? Why is he rubbing his face he's talking in an interview?
There you have it.
In 3-4 years that he was here, he never improved.
Well, he did improve a little bit.
No, he didn't.
I
got the film to prove it.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to put that up on our website.
Yeah. And I'm going to be watching, what's his name, Davey Roberts? What's his name?
Dave Roberts,
Dave Robertson.
I think he's going to be good.
Dave Roberts.
Dave is going to be a good manager.
Yeah, well, I hope so. We root for everybody. I rooted for Don Mattingly. I loved him as a Yankee, and he came here because he got shoved down our throat because of an idiot ownership decided to take what's his name's word for it, that he should be the next manager when he leaves. And so we inherited Don Mattingly, who should not have been the manager of the Dodgers. But that's past his prologue.
Because Joe Torre said he's my successor.
Here's the deal. As we all know, Aaron Andrews.
Oh, yeah, we're getting
Aaron
to this.
Aaron Andrews.
Let's leave baseball right now and talk sports reporting. The great Aaron Andrews from ESPN.
TV personality Aaron Andrews.
Oh, I thought she was a sports reporter. Apparently a TV personality.
She is suing.
She was on Dancing with the Stars.
West End Hotel Partners and for allowing.
Oh, I thought it was a Marriott. Is it the West End Hotel?
Listen.
I just want to get this clear because I heard it was Marriott.
It's West End. And Hotel Partners.
Okay.
They own the hotel.
Okay. All right. Good.
Okay. They own the hotel.
Thank you.
In Nashville.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Now, so Randall Kennard is the attorney.
All right.
And he says for Miss Andrews that all they had to do, the people at the desk, when this idiot moron calls up and says, hey, listen, I'm checking in. I want to know where Aaron Andrews is staying, because I want the room right next to her. And they should have said these simple words, I'm sorry, we can't tell you that. They didn't. They put him in the room right next to her. He came out with his laser buzzsaw, cut a hole in the wall, and began to film her taking her clothes off and living life in her room. And
hold on a second.
Let me finish it.
All right.
Let me finish.
Go on.
And then he tried to sell it to TMZ to no avail. No one would buy it because it was salacious. And so he now put it on the internet. And millions of people saw it.
Well, her lawsuit is with the guy that did the drilling of the hole. Come on.
Well, he's also naming the hotel people for allowing it to happen.
Her lawyer is doing it.
Well, of course.
They sue everybody. It's a wonder they don't sue the land.
So let me ask you a question. Is that okay with you?
Depends how much she's asking for. And now get to that. She's asking for $75 million, and I say, the train has left, Aaron. Come on.
That's right. She's going to ask for $75
million. How much damage did she suffer? And if I take the case, and I'm West End Partners, I say,
How about your girlfriend or your daughter or your wife?
How about West, that? Here, let me tell you this. As a no-good lawyer, let me just tell you, forget about my daughter and my girlfriend. As a no-good lawyer, and I'm going to help these guys at West End, if I'm taking the case, I'm going to say not only did she benefit from the publicity, but her career has soared and she has skyrocketed because everybody now notices her. That's why she
can
was
you
on
prove
Dancing
that?
With the Stars.
Can you prove that?
Everything that's done after that, they put on Dancing with the Stars. Everybody started taking notice of her. Oh, well, she must be a beautiful woman.
So you recommend.
That's what I do as the bag lawyer.
Well, that's what they're going to do. Are you going to recommend that everybody do a sex tape to promote their career?
No. Obviously, the guy, if indeed it is true that the guy at the front desk gave her the told her what room it is. That's
they did.
That's not good.
That's right there.
That's not good.
That's what they said.
Because you're not supposed to tell anybody anywhere, any place. You ring the room. Now maybe if I'm also the no good lawyer, I'd say, well, did he ring the room? Where's your proof that he showed him what room it was? Is it the guy that tried to be the sleazebag photographer?
It's all here. It's all there.
You've got the discovery. Well,
there it is in the newspaper, and it says that.
Which paper is that?
Well, let's see. What is it?
That the Times could be suspect.
USA Today. So it's got to
be
accurate.
It's got to be accurate. It's got to be USA Today. I like that.
I met Erin Andrews. Very nice.
She's wonderful. She is. And
that doesn't mean anything. But
I just think $75 million is a little bit much.
Well, here's the deal. You have to put a price tag on
damages.
on damages.
Yes.
You know, and if you have about 9 of the 12 women jurors, she's winning.
I agree with you.
Okay. Yeah. So, if this was my wife, daughter, or loved one, and that happened, I would be pretty well outraged about it.
Of course you would.
Wouldn't
sure
you?
Would. Yes,
how about
I would
you?
Be. I would be.
You?
Yes, I would.
Oh, well, don't sound like you are.
I was telling you as a sleazebag lawyer what the position would be I would take on
well,
the
well, that's what they're saying in the newspaper.
Yeah.
They're saying, well, she benefited by it. So what we're supposed to believe is that, yeah. You know, if you go out there and you're having trouble with your career.
I mean, how long did this lawsuit for Erin Andrews take to materialize now? You know, this happened, two years ago?
She complained
but
immediately.
Wait, hold on a second.
Immediately.
Two, 3 years ago. Now some sleazebag lawyer on her side picks it and says, I'm going to get you $75 million. Going to drag us all through this thing again.
Well,
I thought it was already
just
resolved.
Just so you know something.
Let's just move along.
No, no. Just so you know something. You know, Barrett, this incredible jackass.
The guy that was trying to take the pictures.
Has already served 30 months in prison.
Good.
In,
he
in
should.
March
he should.
Of 2011 for yep. stalking Andrews.
Yeah.
He stalked her and went to jail for it, and now he's doing this.
What, was he a stalker at the time he checked in the hotel? Was he stalking her at the time? Was there
well,
a
restraining order? Well, of course he was.
Well, you know, then there should have been some, she should have said, there's a guy stalking me or whatever. Maybe we should sue her for not saying.
No, she doesn't know where the guy is. The guy was told to stay away from her. He went to jail for 30 months. He comes out, now hunts her down, and she asks the hotel,
long time since this happened. It sounds like somebody's trying to get extra money now. I'm incensed.
No, it's not.
Should have happened. Same with Bill Cosby. I don't care what you say. Should have happened right then and there.
Well, of course. This is not Bill Cosby.
Not 20 years later when
this is not Bill Cosby.
So that's all I'm feeling. It's like I'm a little, you know, when you.
This guy went to jail for stalking her for 30 months. They didn't make that up.
He
gets out of jail. Now he's stalking her again and does this.
Yes.
And he's going to now sue her. Sue him. She's going to sue him.
That's good. I support that 100%.
Okay. Well, okay. What's your problem?
Nothing. Just the hotel part of it has got me a little problem. It's $75 million hotel.
Well.
Sue him for $75
million. Well, when a hotel says, oh, yeah, we're going to give out that information.
Did they actually say that?
It's right here.
Well, read us the exact part there. So
okay.
I don't want to get you that upset.
Your argument is just stupid.
Get the fact out if you could, please.
Nashville.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to start at the beginning.
I'm going to. Seven words could have prevented TV personality Erin Andrews from the humiliation of nude photos going viral on the internet. Attorney Randall Kennard told the jury during Andrew's civil trial in Nashville on Tuesday. These words, Kennard said, were, I'm sorry we can't tell you that. That's all they had to do to prevent this.
So what were the words they used?
They gave her. They gave the stalker the information.
I got to see the words they used.
It's not in there. There you go.
Before I make my decision, I want to see the words that were used.
Well, they said, well, here's the room she's in.
Fine. Maybe they did.
No, they did, because he went up there and looked at the room and came back down and says, give me the room 251 right next to it, 1051.
Now, here, wait a second. Time out.
It's in here.
Maybe he was stalking her and saw what room he went in, and he said, I want room 251. Maybe he didn't say he wanted to be next to her. Maybe he just
yes,
asked
he
for
did.
Room.
Don't make it. Don't reinvent
the
story.
We don't know. I don't know that it doesn't say it in that story. That's all.
I'm giving you what's in here.
I want facts.
I'm giving you the facts.
Okay.
Those are the facts, the paper's lying. Why are we even reading? Why are we doing this show, by the way?
You brought the story up.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay, we'll move along. Okay.
Yeah, I wish her all the best, and I hope she gets $750 million.
Okay,
that's what I hope
she gets. All right, all right.
I hope the hotel has to pay for it. And the morons that gave her the information out and said, "Oh, you want to be next to so and so?"
They should not have done that.
There it is. That's what happens. That's what happens.
That's why there's
when
a court
you break
case.
The law. That's why you go to court.
Yeah. Well.
And they're going to be in deep trouble. Here's what they're going to do, darling. They're going to negotiate with her because they're not going to let this go to a jury trial. Believe me.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. They're not.
That's not what you're saying.
No, they won't go to a jury trial.
What are we doing now?
We're taking a break and coming back with more on the show. We got Mongoose coming up.
When?
After this next segment right now.
I'm exhausted.
You are exhausted.
I'm going to take a shower.
Calm down.
If I'm not back for the start of the show after this commercial break, I'm going to be taking a shower.
Okay, all right. I'm
going to get a massage. I got to get a massage and take a
sweat. Bring in the masseuse and some hot towels for Mr. Dryer.
I've got to get a massage.
Thank you. All right. Follow Fred, by the way. He's always on Twitter at Fred_Dryer. You can follow him on Facebook. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDryer. You can email him, FredDryer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. FredDryer at crntalk.com. We continue straight ahead to the sports show with the one and only Fred Dryer.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. Also, there is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Try Fry Vineyards, the Mendocino County organic wine with no sulfites added. Fry Wines, America's pioneering organic winery. They were the first to go organic, the first maker of certified biodynamic wines in the United States. At Fry Wines, our emphasis is on producing organic wine of the highest quality while caring for our planet and palate alike. Check out our website at frywine.com and join the Fry Vineyards Wine Club. You'll receive 20% off all orders and much more. Plus, you can check out our internet-only specials. Great biodynamic wines from Redwood Valley in Mendocino County, California. Fry Wines. Go to frywine.com. That's F-R-E-Y-W-I-N-E. Fry Wine. F-R-E-Y-W-I-N-E.com. Check it out and enjoy great wines at your home tonight.
Welcome back to our show, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to introduce to you a very good friend of ours here. Not only is he a friend of the show, but he's a good friend of mine since 1978. Tom the Mongoose McEwen is with us. Tom is a iconic drag racer here, 45-year career. He's listed as number 16 of the 50 most significant drivers
in
NHRA's first 50 years. We welcome him to the show. Tom, how you doing?
Hi, guys. How's everything going?
Well, listen, now that you're here, we can open up the champagne.
Well, we can.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Well, I listened to you. I was telling you, I heard you on that political show the other day, and
oh,
you
Levin.
Knew more about it than the guy that was talking did.
Mark Levin.
Fred gets on a lot of shows. He's on Mark Levin, but his show here, Tom the Mongoose McEwen, is the sports show, and Fred is the man who is the genius and loves you, by the way.
Well, I love him, and he and I spend a lot of time together and doing all kinds of stuff. And I used to go to the Rams, you know, and watch him raise hell with everybody.
We used to put Tom on the sideline with a couple of people there for games and stuff. And then 1978, and then from that time on, we've been in and out. He's been doing his deal. I've been doing mine. You know, he lives in Orange County. I live up here, so there's a little bit of a discrepancy in the in locations and stuff. But you've got something going on here. You're going to be part of something out here in Bakersfield, California, March the 3rd through the 6th of this year. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Freddie, I'm heading up to the famous March meet that you've been at up at Bakersfield right. with the Blake boys. And we're going to leave a week from today. And it runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we'll be up there watching all the nostalgia. And it's like going back in time and... looking forward to it, and as you know, you've been up there and enjoyed it, and you know, it's. I was at the NHRA Winter Nationals here a couple weeks ago at Pomona when they're celebrating their 50 years of funny cars.
That's amazing,
and so that's what's going to be going on all this year and all that kind of stuff. So, looking forward to it.
That's great. I know. Now, I do know this because I was up there. Was great. It was great to be a part of the making. You know of your movie along with Don Prudhomme up there at the raceway that one day that we're all together there, and I noticed that the track was all cement, all concrete, and it's one of the only ones in the country. Is that right?
Yeah, there's not very many. Dallas has it. There's a few of them, but that one there is all concrete. It's got a tremendous traction bite up there, and. It tears up a lot of equipment because the bite is so good up there. And the guys have done a really good job trying to keep it look like the olden days. You know, here about 2 months ago, they had a freak fire up there in the middle of the night and electric fire, and it burnt down half of their tower and their trucks and stuff. And so a bunch of racers, a bunch of people, good people like yourself and everybody, sent them a few bucks to try to help them. And last weekend, they had their opening weekend 3-day last weekend. It went perfect. Everything's working good. So Blake said to say hi to you, and you're welcome anytime you want to come as usual.
Yeah, you know, I do know that, you know, every time I've been to a drag racing event, it's been packed, sold out. And you can't, people just can't get enough of the sport for some weird reason. And I was told a long time ago, I think it was you and Prudhomme and these guys emphasized that the big difference in drag racing today was in the tires. Is that still true, or has other parts of the sport surpassed that?
Well, you know, Freddie, since the onboard computers came on, 12 years ago or so, and they were able to figure out everything, and they're making 10,000 horsepower, like NHRA, not so much Bakersfield, but the tires, without tires, you got nothing. And then, so those 5-6 discs, centrifugal clutches have to slip, you know, a second and a half into the run. Otherwise, you just smoke the tires right off the car with the power. So tires are very important, always will be.
Well, and you said that the concrete it has such a tough bite all the way through the run of the car, the quarter mile. And so most of these tracks have a cement starting line, but then it fades away into blacktop, doesn't it?
Yeah, it goes into asphalt. And the thing is, what you do is they put, you know, they make the burnouts, the smoky burnouts, you know.
Yeah.
And you put the black rubber from the tire, it adheres to the surface there. And then it's like rubber on rubber. That's why the traction is so good. But if you've got concrete for 100 feet and then it goes into asphalt, if the weather gets up and it's 90 or 100 degrees, asphalt's made out of oil. And at a certain temperature, it gets slippery. So it won't hold you as good as the concrete does.
Wow. That's like your driveway.
It is like, here's the thing. It was the sports show with Fred Dreyer. Tom the Mongoose McEwen is with us here. How did this all start for you? Because I got a soft spot in my heart. I got an old 1953 flathead Mercury. Didn't you start with an old Oldsmobile, a 53 Oldsmobile in Irvine, California?
Yeah, but let me tell you something. I had a 1952 Mercury flathead convertible, my first car.
There you go. You and I.
Let me tell you something. You struck a chord with that. I put two carburetors on it, and we go street racing, which we weren't supposed to, of course. And I was so dumb that I'd go to the drugstore and I'd buy a bottle of rubbing alcohol in the gas tank.
Come
thinking
on.
thinking it would make me go faster.
That's the kind of guy.
You're lucky it didn't explode.
I got a bad valve on mine, and it's got, you know, the valves are seated into the block, so you got to cut them out and put a new seat in there. And I'm telling you, this is good stuff. And then, like, but in Bakersfield, where you're going to be here on the 3rd through the 6th, didn't you have, like, historic, like, 10 years later in 63, you had a big time up there at that Bakersfield March meet?
Yeah, I mean, when I was growing up and first starting racing all over the country, Bakersfield was the race to win. It was called the Smoker's Race then, and at one time they had as many as 64 top fuel dragsters in the field. And throughout the years we raced up there, we were real lucky. Gene Adams and I had a car called the Shark Car, which has an Oldsmobile in it, which is a little different.
Yep.
And we took it up there and put 25% nitro in it because it was high compression and it wouldn't hold a lot of power. And the upset of the weekend, we were able to beat Garlitz with that car, which was a big deal. And then in 1972 or 3, with my rear-engine Hot Wheel funny car, with the Garlitz chassis, we won the whole deal. So that was a big deal.
Well, how'd you get the name the Mongoose?
Well, I got that by back in the 60s driving for Ed Donovan out of Inglewood, California, and there was a skinny guy called the Snake who was driving for Greer, Black, and Prudhomme.
Yeah.
And we used to race a few times, and Donovan was one of these guys that give everybody a nickname, just like I call Fred Hunter from his television show.
Oh, yeah, he's Hunter, yeah.
And so that's where it started from. He said, you guys ought to pursue this Mongoose and Snake thing and see if you can't make some money with match races. And we did, and then ever since then, I went to Mattel in 1969 and sold them on a Mongoose Snake toy package, and the rest is history.
I have a nickname for you.
What do you have for me, Fred? This is good. I like this. What do you think?
No,
Flathead? I'll... How about Flathead?
That's good.
I got the 50. Well, you like that one, Tom?
Nitro Mike. No, it's Nitro Mike.
Nitro Mike is good. Tom McEwen likes Flathead. Either one of those
is
good.
Flathead Mike. Yeah, there you go.
Those early 52s, 53 Mercurys, they had great body style on them.
They do. 54, they went overhead.
Really
yeah.
love those things.
Overhead.
They're really great.
And I had one of those things that took it down to Tijuana and had that tuck and roll put in it.
That was a big deal then.
Yeah.
Yeah, friend, we did that to an old Ford that we had.
You did that?
A friend of mine, David Termas, did it. And on the way back, the seat stitching fell apart.
Yeah, of course. You had to get a good place there.
Yeah, they had dirt stuff in there.
Yeah, they stuffed it. That tuck and roll was really nice leather in there. It's good.
But, Tom, are you participating at all in this event here, next week at all, or what?
No, I'm just going to go up there, and I might do a little announcing a little bit, probably not, but mostly just going up there, and we sell some souvenirs. And the most fun is just seeing all the older people. It's like going back in time when you go to Bakersfield.
It's retro. But let me ask you: this last week, did you see the Pomona races on TV? The Fox.
Fox is putting them on TV now. You're right.
Did you see the production?
Yes, I did. I was out at the races doing stuff for NHRA in the museum Thursday, Friday, and Saturday up in the AAA suite.
What did you think of how they produced the show and presented the event?
I thought it had its good and its bad. It's on Fox Sports 1.
Right.
And it was on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I think that Tony Pedregon, I'll give him, I think for the first time he did okay. He's going to learn from it because he's not used to it. So I thought he did it all right. And there were certain parts about it that I liked and certain parts that I didn't like. They didn't put the reaction time up like they did before on the runs, and they went right to the run. They didn't do the burnouts much. They sped it up a little bit.
Yep, that's right. And they really cut time. And they went every time they had the car stage, and then they went to the real wide shot to watch them take off.
Right.
And I liked the long shot down the center of the track as they're coming toward you, that they got rid of that shot. So, but the overview was, we talked to Terry here last week, before it came on, and For the most part, I thought it was pretty good. We'll see what happens as we go down the road. How many more races did they put on? They got 20 races this year?
There'll be 23 races for the year.
Wow.
And I think 17 of them are going to be on live TV.
Yep.
And it's going to be good. But see, here you're going back to be... See, a lot of people don't know you could be a director. See, right away, see, you're picking out how you do... Because remember when we did the Mongoose Snake movie?
Yep.
And the guy should have listened to you on how to do it. Because you not only can you act and were you great in the movie, but you can also direct them.
He's a good director.
Well, you know, once you realize... They had a British director. And he didn't know anything about the race culture, certainly the Southern California race culture. Didn't know, you know, so he was out there making pretty pictures. He's making for his reel, you know.
Yeah.
And so we're talking to him about certain things, and I was asking him as an actor, you know, okay, this is what I'm doing in the scene. Where are you going to be? He says, well, I don't know. I'll be over that way somewhere. I said, okay, fine, but this is what I kind of want to do. He said, well, I'm not going to see any of that stuff. So I said, well, tell me what you're going to see so I can prepare for it. So it was one of those things, you know.
You kind of had to lead him a little bit.
He didn't know the culture,
yeah.
You know. And yeah. Anyway, it was a great experience being out there. And I really enjoyed it. We walked the entire... length of that track,
you
all
did.
Cement, yeah. And Tom, there's places in there. There's like 3 or 4 inches of rubber built up on it.
Oh yeah!
Wow.
I mean, it's really amazing
from the racing. Three or four inches.
Yeah, and that concrete just rips those tires apart.
It's fun, and I sure enjoyed. You know, people don't realize that what you did in the movie is playing Ed Donovan. That was one of my favorite.
You were Ed Donovan.
I was Ed Donovan.
You named him the mongoose in the movie. You're talking about. Let the audience know the movie is The Snake and the Mongoose that you guys were in.
Don Prudhomme, the story of Tom McEwen's bringing Don Prudhomme into the 21st century.
And you were Ed Donovan. That's good.
I was Ed Donovan.
And little did we know that Hunter was in there going to arrest the director.
Yeah.
The producer was asking me some questions. I said, you don't want to know the answer to that.
Yeah, you don't want to tell him. Huh? That's good.
Hey, this is great, Tom. Look.
Is it televised, this event? Is this going to be televised, you know, Tom?
Yes, it's going to be on Bang Shift or something and on a couple other things, shows on the internet up there, I'm sure. So
good.
And it'll be good, but... Sure, it would be fun, Freddie, if you could get up there sometime with us again.
Well, I do love these things because it's one of the only sports you literally get to walk right up to the cars. You know, they don't keep you away from it. You get to mingle with it, and that was one of the things that I loved. One of these days, Tom, I'm going to tell the story of meeting you when I was in high school at Lions Drag Strip.
There you go.
All right, look, thanks for joining us, Tom McEwen, and have a great time up there. And
Mongoose,
as they say, you know, drive fast, take chances.
All right, Hunter and Flathead, I'll talk to you guys. Thanks a lot.
Okay. We love you, Mongoose. Tom McEwen there. That's this March 3rd through the 6th in Bakersfield, the big Good Vibrations Motorsports March meet. Don't you dare miss out. I will be back straight ahead.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California. With the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-471-5173, 800-471-5173.
Back to the sports show with Fred Dreyer and Michael Horn. And you had a story. You met the mongoose, you said, while you were in high school. Is that what the deal was?
Yeah, real quickly. Lines Drag Strip, 1963.
Yeah.
I was every Saturday afternoon, I'd go down and spend the entire night until the sun went down. I couldn't get enough of it. And along the walkway there, there was dragsters lined up against the side of the fence. And as we walked by, we were looking at the cars. And right. In one of the cars was this guy who had a razor fastback hairdo, was all razor cut.
Yeah.
And it was all sprayed down and everything. He had wraparound sunglasses. And we were looking at the guy. And a friend of mine, David Termas, and I were goofing on him because he, you know, was sitting there looking all cool and everything. And so we kind of like walked over and looked at him. And he turned around and looked at us. And he goes, hi, kids. and we didn't know who he was, you know. And he was one of the drivers. And so as time went on, I realized, well, that's – his name is Mongoose. Isn't that the guy we saw? Yeah. Then later
you
on,
put two and two together.
Yeah. Then and then later on, we would go to the drags and stuff. One day I went up and kind of introduced myself. I said, you know, we met a long time ago.
Did he remember?
No.
Oh,
of course
no,
not.
Of course not. This was Lions Drag Strip in Long Beach, California.
Long Beach, California.
It's gone, long gone, right?
Oh, it's long gone.
Yeah, but
yeah,
that was
great
one of
place.
The fun things.
The parking lot was a dirt parking lot. So the place would load up with dust.
Oh, yeah. That was always fun.
It was a tuberculosis.
An asthmatic place,
oh,
right?
Oh, no, it was really, it was not good. You had
so
to
it would load up with
hazmat,
dust.
Hazmat.
And the people that come out there like to kind of drive their cars fast because they're going to see races, right?
Oh, yeah, and they all burn rubber out of there. And you know, it was a lot of
dust.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I used to ride my motorcycle out there. That's how stupid I was.
You drive the motorcycle?
I had a Triumph TT Racer. I'd get there in 15 minutes from my house.
What about that old Volkswagen van you had when you were with the Rams? Did you ever bring that thing out there?
No, I didn't, no.
You still got that thing?
No. I sold it to a plumber in Whittier.
It was a good camping vehicle.
No, it's a great car.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You drove it
from L.A. to New York, didn't you?
And back again.
And back again.
And then I did it again. Then I went to Canada. Then I went to Florida. Then I went to...
If you don't believe me, there are videos on YouTube you can search for and check it out.
Yeah, I guess...
All right, that's our show. If you missed anything, follow Fred on Twitter. Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And email him. FredDreyer@crntalk.com. Final thoughts, Fred Dreyer.
Yes, Nitro Mike. It was great being with you today. And I love your nickname, Flathead.
Okay, Hunter.